Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video. It is time to have a look. Blank game week, double game week 25. Here is my team selection. Welcome back, everyone. FPL Harry here. Game week 25 is around the corner, and we are going to have a look at how I plan on lining up in game week 25. Of course, the big double. We've had Champions League fixtures. We've got Europa League fixtures coming on Thursday evening as well. There's plenty of transfers to be made. There's also a lot of hits being taken around the community as well. Plus, we had the big announcement of a massive double game week in game week 29, which has thrown all chip strategy planning, sort of future transfer planning out of the window. We had to start again. So today, to be honest, this is going to be probably my most comprehensive team selection video I think I have ever recorded. We're going to go into quite a lot of detail about my team this week, what it means to my team going forward as well, what my potential chip strategies are as well, and what I'm waiting on. So if you've already, well, people might have skipped to the end of the video as they do with team selections just to see what my team is going to line up with, and I think they're going to miss out on a lot of good stuff this video. So before we dive in, before we look at how we got on in game week 24, make sure you've liked the video, make sure you've subscribed if you are new around here as well. We are so close to 45,000 subscribers. So looking at how I got on, it was a small red arrow. Now, it was a good week to have a bad week, as some people like to call it. It was a sort of low-scoring game week. I scored 52 points. I did get that red arrow from 1,300 down to about 1,800. It was a small swing either way that it could have done it for me. If I'd have put the captaincy armband on Marcus Rashford, if I'd have got that clean sheet from Kilman, if I'd got that clean sheet from Kepa, both of those just conceding one goal, probably would have been enough to put me on a green arrow. So not that bothered about that. It was about a 4-point red arrow. So not too disheartened about that. We did have, of course, the Arsenal double up in midfield. Mahrez didn't play was the annoying thing. So I bent Ben White. So I was happy that he didn't score. And then ended up coming in for Riyad Mahrez, which isn't ideal. Hopefully Mahrez does start against Bournemouth, but he is starting in the Champions League tonight, which again, I don't love that. Man City, difficult team to be buying into at the moment. Of course, Haaland blank. I also have Kevin De Bruyne blanked, and he looks like he's ill as well. So a lot of players that I potentially have owned for a while that I am looking to transfer on, and a lot of double game week news as well, which has really affected my planning. So just a very quick reminder of where we are for game week 25. It is the blank game week for Manchester United, Brentford, Newcastle and Brighton. If you have assets from Manchester United that aren't Marcus Rashford, I would probably sell them. Brentford and Brighton I would probably keep because they're doubling game week 27, of course. And then Newcastle. Newcastle, I would be looking to sell anyone that isn't called Kieran Trippier. Now, in terms of double game weeks, of course, we have Liverpool, which is where a lot of the transfers this week are being targeted. We have Arsenal as well, where a lot of us already own triple Arsenal. And if you are confused about who to own from both these teams, do check out my five players to buy video from earlier in the week. Wolves and then Everton as well both have their double game week. Now, both of these fall into part of a much bigger fixture schedule. Now, don't worry too much about this, but this is what is taken from Ben Crellin over on Twitter. If you don't follow Ben Crellin on Twitter, make sure you go and do so. He's the guru of fantasy chip planning, game week planning as well. So the yellow fixtures are those double game weeks. So we had that big double in game week 29 announced on top of the doubles that we have in game week 27 and game week 25 as well. Game week 28 we know is likely to be a reasonable size blank, and there's a lot of upsets in the cup. It will be a blank game week, but it's likely to be a big one as well. And game week 32 as well, likely to be a big blank game week. So game week 25 confirmed, game week 27 confirmed, game week 29 confirmed. The blanks in game week 28 and 32 are yet to be completely confirmed. And of course, we'll have much more news going into game week 26 because there are the FA Cup fixtures taking place in the next round between game week 25 and game week 26. But with that in mind, I think there are really two chip strategies that I'm left with to be playing for my team. Now, this might differ for you depending on who you've got in your team, how your squad is set up, etc. However, for me, I think there are two chip strategies. And this will imply the transfer that I think I'm going to make further down the line or this week as well. So option A is the wildcard 27 chip strategy that's being spoken about all over Twitter at the moment. And I do quite like it. It allows you to bring in a lot of Liverpool players this year. They do have a double in game week 29, but it's not a great double. So you can wildcard in game week 27, plan for that really well. Play your free hit in game week 28, which is, of course, is the blank game week. So you can bring in lots of players who double in game week 27 from Brentford and Brighton, and bring in lots of players who are going to double in game week 29, not worry about game week 28 and just free hit in the middle. The other chip strategy I have is actually try and play through, save my chips, go to game week 33, play my wildcard then, play the bench boost in game week 34. I've got free hit 37 in there. It could go 37. It could go slightly earlier before the wildcard. That's flexible, but the wildcard 33, bench boost 34 is a strategy we've spoken about for quite an amount of time. Now, what will decide whether I go for A or B? Now, this week, one of the big things is Liverpool. Game week 28, of course, Liverpool could have a blank game week. This depends on who wins out of Leeds versus Fulham. If Fulham lose to Leeds in the FA Cup, then Liverpool versus Fulham will go ahead in game week 28. What that means is all of us going and buying lots of Liverpool assets this week will suddenly have a much stronger team going into game week 28. We won't really need to play a free hit that week, which means option B becomes much more popular. However, if Liverpool do not have a fixture in game week 28 because Fulham beat Leeds in the FA Cup, then option A becomes more popular because the Liverpool assets we're buying this week do not have a fixture in game week 28. Now, it's possible that I could still go with option B, even if Liverpool do lose, but I think it's unlikely. So just a quick view, very, very quick view, a reminder of how my team looks for game week 25 at the moment. In theory, I have a full 11. I have two free transfers, Patterson and Greenwood, the two that I look at there that I don't really like. Of course, Kevin De Bruyne missed out in the Champions League because of illness. So we've got to keep an eye on him about how ready he's going to be for game week 25 as well. So not massively happy with it. Again, there's no Liverpool in here, and that has to be a key focus point. I have the triple Arsenal. I've got Kilman for his double as well. Patterson, I don't expect to start probably either game. Max, maybe one game, maybe substitute appearances. But it's okay. Just, I do think a Liverpool asset and then maybe fixing the likes of Patterson and Greenwood need to be where my transfers are focused. And actually, my transfers have already been focused there. I've confirmed two transfers already. There are more to come, but I've confirmed two of them. Kevin De Bruyne to Mo Salah, Patterson to Tarkowski. I just needed that Salah option. I think he's the most nailed Liverpool asset to go and play both in the double, as I spoke about in my five players to buy video. Tarkowski as well. Although I don't necessarily expect a lot from him this week, he's guaranteed to play in game week 28. Good fixture in game week 26 if I decide to play him as well. And I'm not necessarily sure that Patterson's going to come back into that Everton lineup straight away because of how Seamus Coleman has played. So two transfers already confirmed. So with those two transfers confirmed, this is now how my team lines up. I now have zero transfers and 0.1 million in the bank, but I do have Tarkowski already in my team. I have Mo Salah in my team, likely to be my captain over Bukayo Saka. Just think I'm about favouring Mo Salah going into this week. I still have Greenwood starting. I do have a couple of other transfers potentially planned this week, but this is after the transfers I've made. Do think Salah is likely to be my captain? We've got Odegaard. I'm a bit worried about Mahrez starting against Bournemouth, to be honest. I am looking potentially to transfer him out this week, potentially in future weeks as well. But even after those two transfers, it looks better, but it doesn't look perfect. So what other transfers could I be planning going into this week? So I basically have three or four transfer combinations that I could potentially do, all involving about three players leaving my team. The first one is Harry Kane. Now, without Bentancur, Spurs naturally don't look quite as good. Harry Kane drops deeper. Don't get me wrong, I think he's a good asset, but of course doesn't currently have a double in game week 29 as well. Harry Kane out to either Darwin or Watkins. Now, this is where my chip strategy becomes important. If I go Darwin and Liverpool don't have a fixture in game week 28, I'm not in a great position. So Watkins, although he only has a single this week, guaranteed to play in game week 28 at home to Bournemouth and doubles in game week 29 as well. So I do think that I'm going to make at least that transfer of Harry Kane down to Darwin or to Ollie Watkins, plus one of the other two transfers that we've got here. Now, that Harry Kane to either Watkins or Darwin frees up the money for me to do Greenwood up to the other one. So I could do Harry Kane to Darwin and Greenwood up to Watkins and actually just get both of them. This would mean I wouldn't have Patterson or Greenwood, who are the main bench issues for me, is what's weakening my squad depth at the moment. The other transfer, I could keep Greenwood for this week, potentially sell him going into the doubling game with 27, is upgrade Luke Shaw and go for either Trent or Robertson in there. So I have a couple of combinations. I can basically do any of the combinations that you've got here. As long as I downgrade Kane, I can do any of the other transfers that we've got down at the bottom. I do think I'll be favouring Trent over Robertson just for the attacking threat that he has there. Robertson is good for bonus, but I suppose Robertson's backup in Tsimikas is much better than Trent's backup. So again, I do think he's worth the 0.5 extra investment. At the moment, I haven't completely made up my mind, but I do think a minus 8 is on the cards. So anyone who follows me on Twitter might have seen that I'm a big one for saving my chips late on in the season, and that's what I think I'm going to try and do again. With that in mind, keeping Luke Shaw because he doubles well in game week 29, and actually going and get Ollie Watkins in, again, who plays in game week 28, and then again doubles in game week 29, I feel like it's a better move than going and necessarily getting Trent this week. So predicting to take a minus 8, which will involve Darwin in, so going for double Liverpool attack, not going on their defence. Yes, they could keep a clean sheet in the double, but do I expect them to keep two clean sheets? I think it's unlikely. That means Watkins will come in. This would be a minus 8, but I would have a decent amount of doublers. Watkins would be in there. I wouldn't be massively invested in case Liverpool don't have a fixture in game week 28 as well. Do plan on captaining Salah over Saka. Unlikely to transfer these confirmed before my game week 25 deadline stream. So do tune in then if you want to see my confirmed lineup going into game week 25. But two transfers already confirmed in Salah and Tarkowski. Potentially two more coming in Darwin and Watkins. One of those at least will come in. Might be Trent instead of the other one. But at the moment, I would say I'm about 60% sure that that's the transfers I am going to make. Again, if you've just skipped to this point in the video, please go and watch the whole thing. I rarely say go and watch the whole video, but I've really spoken about my chip strategy, the future planning that has come with the doubling game week 29 being announced as well, and what that means to my team and what it potentially could mean for your team as well. So do go and check it out. If you have enjoyed, if you found this useful, looking at your team, looking at how my team is lining up at the moment, don't forget to smash the like button. I'm going to try and hit 1,000 likes on the video. Hopefully a green arrow for me to get closer to that 1,000, top 1,000 managers. Thank you all so much for your support, all your kind words about my season, about my videos and my rank as well. Good luck in game week 25 when it does roll around. Like and subscribe before you go, and I'll be back again very soon.